George Morrison, the renowned Irish filmmaker, has died. He was 102 and from County Waterford. He's best known for making the 1959 film Misha Era, which showed over 20 years of Irish history from the 1890s to 1918 using archive material and music composed by Sean O'Riordan, the first feature-length film in the Irish language. Here's a bit.
Magin Lone Koska. Lossida, ik mentor of Lair Clear, Gontada in a Nagnakab, ach, Taraska Ferry House Pager, no picnic in Mohara Skalp. Loss she haunt the Sira, Achanish Hain, Tana Hogley a Dina and a Hanajita Capi Hoel.
That's Misha Era from 1959, the music by Sean O'Riordan and the film made by the late George Morrison. With us now, Sunniva O'Flynn, Head of Irish Film Programming at the Irish Film Institute. Sunniva, good morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Why is this film so celebrated?
Well, the film, it was made in 1959, and that would have been at a time before Irish people had seen themselves on screen, had seen that period depicted in film on screen. So it was a huge success nationally. People came in their droves out to the cinema to see their history unfolding on screen. And, people went to the cinema who hadn't been in years and maybe never went again to the cinema. So it was an incredible work of salvage that George had undertaken to gather together all of the surviving newsreels from the 1900 to 1920 period. And, you know, many of these films would have been on very fragile nitrate stock. So his going in, finding these in British archives and salvaging them meant that we had a moving image history of that period that we might not otherwise have had because the material might have all disappeared. So it's a remarkable work and marked an incredible moment in Irish cultural history.
His first work, you tried to make a film about Dracula and that didn't work. But tell us about what else he's known for.
Yeah, well, in the early days, he would have been great friends with Hilton Edwards and Micheál MacLiomore and worked with them on a film called From Time to Time, a lovely little drama with Mrs. Cusack. Is it Sinead Cusack, the mammy of all the Cusacks? So he worked then, and then he made a number of informational kind of training films about safety and water safety and so on. So he was a jobbing director, but he also was an archivist. And he was archiving photographs while making these incredibly important works like Misha Era and the film that followed it, Saoirse, in 1961. So while he had this really valuable interest in Irish history and depicting Irish history, he also was a real cineast. And so his work not only gives us an historical grasp, but it's also, in terms of cinema history, filmmakers are really inspired by his work and by his rigour. He really was a remarkable man.
Sunniva O'Flynn, Head of Irish Programming at the IFI. Thanks for speaking to us. Let's hear a little of George himself being the focus of a 2008 IFI documentary, Waiting for the Light, by the late Kieran Scott.
This is the diary I made use of when I was making Misha Era. I have no hesitation in saying that the mixage of Misha Era was the high point of my career. I realized that I had made a film of distinction.
Is there anything, looking back, you would do differently in your life if you could reprise it?
No. In your word?
That's George Morrison in conversation with Kieran Scott. George Morrison has died at the age of 102. It's 5 to 9.